Let me turn off all this stuff. Live on Facebook and live on YouTube at the same time. Hello, welcome to AJTV, the worst name show on the internet. My name is AJ Rivera, and today, if you don't know, AJTV is where I interview the smartest people I know, and I ask them all about stuff that's working for business or authors and how to make money, generate leads, things like that. I selfishly ask them a whole bunch of questions, and I let you guys participate so that you can steal some of that knowledge with an A. So today, I am here with my new best friend, Katya, who is the CEO of Bots for Business. Say what's up, Katya. Let me know if you guys can hear her really quick. And if you can hear her, let me know. That'll be cool. And I'm really excited to have her here. Luckily, Katya and I have been able to become pretty much, I would say, almost best friends. Like, I'm going to be the best man at her wedding if she ever has one. And so it's pretty cool. And so, Katya, tell people what it is you do. What is Bots for Business, and why should I care?
Yeah, so I think we are best friends, but we started being best friends when I started working on your bots.
That's unfortunate for you. You've probably seen my picture. That's why I was like, nice to meet you. You're like, I already know all about your BS, AJ. Like, that's awesome.
You don't know how many times I've seen your landing pages, your testimonials.
Oh, no.
So, yes, thank you for the introduction, and thank you for having me. And so, yes, I'm Katya. I'm the co-founder of Bots for Business. We're missing Scott Oldford, my partner here, but... he's busy doing his wolf at a computer stuff. If you know who he is, you'll get that. but basically, in Bots for Business, we help entrepreneurs and business owners set up bots on Facebook Messenger for lead generation and sales. And basically, Scott is the lead generation and sales genius, and I am the tech and systems and operations genius. So while I'm running the company and setting up bots, he's helping everybody get better results with bots. And just we've personally seen amazing results, and I keep giving these stats because it's so easy to say, yeah, you could get like a 90% open rate, but you could also, like, you know, what if your business is different, or what if it's a different situation or different people, right? So people kind of get skeptical. But we got an email service provider, and we got our bot. We had the same subscribers and both the same type of people. We sent them the same type of message. And in our email, we got a 30% open rate, 5% click rate. And in our bot, we got 90% open rate and 30% click rates. And people are constantly posting in our Facebook group how they're beating our numbers. So
I think that's an important way to draw the distinction here, because some people think bots are kind of a fad, I think, when it comes to in your fitness business. What would you say, I guess, to somebody? And I'm going to ask you a lot more specific questions, because like 80% of the people who hang out here are fitness business professionals, and then the rest are people or like marketers, right? So if you're thinking, like, what would you say if I was like, hey, bots are just a fad, they're going to go away, I'm going to stick with my list building campaign, that kind of works better. What would you say to that person? Would you just flip them off, or do you have like an actual educated response?
I'm actually a nice, decent human being. So what I would say, because, you know, like, I've been playing around. First of all, bots have been around for like a long time. We just haven't noticed it. And Facebook is just the kind of platform that blows things up that we didn't already know existed, but already existed. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, it does kind of feel like a shiny object and like a fad, but then that would kind of be saying like Facebook is a shiny object and a fad. And that's proven also to not be true. Hmm. And I'm not saying to cut out list building entirely, because with email marketing, you own your list. With Facebook, they could shut you down at any point. That's just, like, honest. Like, Facebook ad accounts get shut down all the time for, like, of course, if you're using it bad, expect that. But sometimes there's, like, mistakes. So I see bots as enhancing what you're already doing. Like, there's, so much opportunity and possibility for engaging your audience and connecting and starting more conversations with your audience. So it's to be treated differently than email marketing, and it's an enhancer. And it's gonna blow up. We don't see this as marketers, but it's been around for a long time. Like, there's a bot for ordering pizzas. There's a bot for booking a flight. There's a bot that will just send you cat gifts all the time. Like, there's bots for everything.
Sure.
Well, now we're just tapping into it for specifically lead generation and sales, which is amazing.
Okay, awesome. No, I'm with you. I mean, obviously, you built my bot, so my bot has already had a positive ROI, and I think the big thing, I'll agree with you that it's not replacing yet, like an email list or anything, but it's an awesome supplement where after people kind of already engage with you, you can kind of continue that conversation and keep hanging out with your client and kind of like answer any questions. Like it, they're very basic things you could do. Like, and I don't mean to take, you're gonna know better than me, but all these surveys and applications people have people fill out, you just put that in a bot, like, and it's a lot faster and it's quicker. We've seen crazy, like, way more inexpensive, you know, opt-ins. We had like 100 people opt in the other day for free before we even spent any money on a campaign, and that's just to start, right? So now let's be a little bit more specific here, because most of these people are fitness business people, and they want to know why should they give a, you know, why do they care? If you're a local, you know, a lot of people are brick and mortar fitness business owners. How are you going to use bots to, like, where does that fall into place in terms of their marketing and their campaigns, and how could it help them? Or, like, it might sound like, sure, if you're an online trainer, obviously. If you're a marketer, of course. But what if you're, you know, brick and mortar fitness business owner? I used to own 2 gyms in Chicago. Like, how am I going to use that?
It's funny. I was actually on the phone with somebody that owns a gym in California, and I was helping them with their funnel. And we talked about bots as well for their local gym business. But first, like, before I get into specifics, I want to clarify what a bot actually is, because a lot of people are kind of confused about that. Okay. So the technical definition of a bot is an application that automates a specific task. And so in this sense, in this conversation, we're automating a Facebook Messenger conversation that is meant for lead generation and sales. And so doesn't matter what business you have, if you are selling to humans that enjoy having conversations, you can basically have a bot. So I've spoken to gyms, and of course, like, some fitness people do it online, some people do it locally.
Yeah.
As long as you can take what you're already doing. So for example, for this gym that I was talking to, they had this very long, drawn out process of getting people to join their gym. They had a Facebook ad just to their website. And on their website, it was kind of like hoping they would reach out and contact or come to the gym. And it's like, you can't depend on people to come to your gym. You got, like, you know, like, there's fear, there's objections. So how about you start a conversation with them? And they're like, oh yeah, the contact form does that. I'm like, well, what if we're more proactive about that and we have the ad lead to a bot conversation? And from there, you already know the objections. You could just have the bot speak to those objections. And this is not keywords. This is another place people get confused. It's not if they say this, then that. It's not like robotic and impersonal. Like, this is like, you want to have your voice, you want to have your brand tone and personality. And it's just, it's going to be kind of like, hey, so you click on this ad, you are checking out our gym. Are you interested in CrossFit or are you interested in yoga? Two very different things and two very different conversations,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And from there, you can structure, you can personalize the conversation through the bot to be more about what they're interested in. And it's very permission-based. They can say yes, they can say no, they can say I want this or I want that. And so this can be online, this can be local. This really works for anybody that sells to humans, basically, because the humans are the ones having the conversation.
Okay, awesome. So you've already seen it work for that client of yours who was a gym owner, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
Yes.
Do you happen to remember by any twist of fate, like, what the cost per lead, cost per application was in any way, shape, or form? That's the Scott thing? Okay, cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Your bot. And on top of that, you have to think about, okay, so kind of like the example that I gave with the gym owner that I was talking about, there was a conversation piece missing there. Like, she was just depending on people to respond to a contact form. So it was as easy as getting set up on ManyChat, ChatFuel, Chatmatic, LeadFlip. There's so many right now. Mm-hmm. We personally teach ManyChat, but we're going to be expanding into more, probably starting with like ChatFuel or LeadFlip. So, you know, we set up a bot and we set up a Facebook, that same Facebook ad, same exact Facebook ad, but to the bot. And you just, like, that for her was like taking control of you know, that lead generation. Like, she was just kind of hoping that they would answer the contact form. And then when they do, like, when they do enter that contact form, it would be days, weeks of conversation through email, overcoming objections. And then finally, like, offering them a free trial to the gym to come to show up, and finally getting them to show up. And then not always did they show up, you know? So this bot took that process. So you could easily take a process you already have of qualifying a lead or offering something, shorten that timeline with a bot conversation.
Awesome.
Simple.
Okay. I think that is, I mean, that's a lot, that's super helpful for me if you're starting out with the bot, to start with an actual strategy, and instead of just kind of throwing yourself at it, taking a process that already exists and applying it in your business. What are, like, I mean, you've been saying this all day, but what are some of the, like, open rates? I know you said this earlier, click-through rates. Like, what are the advantages of that versus, you know, a normal ad or even an email? And like, what kind of results are you seeing using bots in businesses?
Yes. So I just had somebody the other day tell me that they had 100% open rates and, like, 70% click rates. And I'm like, what? So, yeah, like, there's people beating our numbers. And I'm trying to remember, I'm going to look at a landing page because we put some screenshots on here. Great results, nearly 100 Facebook bot subscribers within a few days. Time to scale this. Here's an open rate of 92.6%, click-through rate of 34.9% to 916 subscribers. Another one had 2,000 subscribers, 98%, and 90% click rate right there. Yeah. Here's somebody who has, like, exact numbers. 117 bot subscribers who are now fully segmented, because segmenting is important. We teach that a lot.
Okay, what's segmenting?
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I already taught this program, and I'm, like, so past the complicated level of teaching the program now that I'm, like, forgetting to go back to basics for these. But, yeah, segmenting. So in a bot, like I said before, I kind of just sent everybody my blog post, whether they wanted it or not. So yeah, we teach a lot of permission-based bot messages. So it's like, hey, are you interested in this? Yes or no? And then if they click yes, you tag them accordingly. Local gym subscription, not interested in calisthenics, or opted in for yoga, but specifically, like, yoga for strength or whatever. So, like, you start segmenting people based on their behavior in your bot. And that gets a little complicated. It goes really into, like, behavior and, like, I like, so in the training program, I've, like, set up bot maps for people because I know, like, this can get really overwhelming and complicated. So I would recommend, like, actually mapping out your bot and kind of mapping out the logic as well. It's like, okay, if this person's interested in this, this is how I'll, like, tag them. And then these are the messages they will start to get. That's the whole point of the segmenting, is that they get specific messages and they don't get the ones that they don't want.
Got you. Okay, so segmenting creates, like, it, you can kind of market to multiple audiences. Is that what you're saying then? And so,
yeah, but it's also, like, the same audience, but maybe they're not qualified for something. So, like, for example, Scott has two different programs for the same, well, not the same, like, yes, like, business owners, but, like, if they're making a certain amount, they qualify for this program. If they're not yet making that amount, they qualify for that program. So gotcha. It doesn't have to be drastic differences, like calisthenics and yoga. It could be, like, yoga, but maybe different types of, like, maybe have different yoga classes, and one is like for people who have injuries, and then one is for people that are really advanced and want hot yoga and want to be like sweaty and slippery everywhere. Like, so
sure.
You can tell my experience with yoga classes.
You can put that in the bot. Do you like to be sweaty and slippery in your yoga class? You do? Have I got the deal of a lifetime?
All right. Absolutely not. I would like to be in a room that is not heated, and that I'm standing there and sweating. That's another conversation right there. But yes, we need a bot for that, because I would say not interested in that one.
I'm pretty interested in that conversation, but I know I only have a little bit of time, so we'll keep it about bots. Okay, I think that's cool. What are, like, if I have a bot in my business now, what's one or two things I should be doing like immediately to make sure everything is good? Or if I don't have a bot, where do you recommend I go for that sort of stuff? Ooh, that's me.
Bot.
Yep.
If you don't have a bot, you could go to manychat.com. That one's free. Yeah, and like honestly, in our Facebook group, there's so many posts about people using different bot platforms. Just because we use ManyChat doesn't mean it's the best fit for everybody, and that's why like we're gonna start teaching different platforms. But ManyChat is free to start with. ChatFuel, LeadFlip, Chatmatic. There's so many. There's actually a website with I think botlist.co that tells you a list of bots. So you could just go there, create a free account, play around with it. The other thing is, if you do have a bot or you're thinking of getting started, just realize that there are going to be tech issues, which is totally normal, and people get really frustrated with it, but it's just like, it's just part of technology, especially newer technology, and especially because like these bot softwares are constantly upgrading their systems and adding more features because it's getting bigger. And so, you know, take it slow and make it simple, and also get support. Because there's sometimes I see people building bots out and I'm like, dude, you could have like simplified it a lot. All you had to do was this and that. And they're like, oh, I overcomplicated that. So definitely keep it simple and keep strategy in mind first. I know a lot of people like to jump into the technology right away, but like half of our program is strategy. It's how do you think about bots? Like, let's map out the bot map. Like, if you try to map out a bot within the bot software, you're going to want to kill yourself. It's just, like, so frustrating. And, like, I've lost a lot of work. Scott has lost a lot of work.
It is complicated. That's why I had you do mine. Because I looked at this and I was like, can I figure this out? Maybe, but I have no interest in doing this. And if Katya and Scott are going to throw it together for me. That's cool.
Or hire us to do it for you then, if you really don't want to jump in and do it. But it's like you can do it, and just you just have to have a clear strategy, and you have to understand how a bot works and how to use it right. And also the terms of service. Like, we talk about that. Like, there's specific terms of service that sometimes scares people to like the point of they don't think they can use it. But you can, just if you do it right. And again, this isn't like going to be something robotic or impersonal. Like, you do want to infuse your personality and your voice and your brand into it and make it feel personalized and customized, because that's what builds engagement and intimacy and connection with your audience. And then, of course, if it's relevant to them, they're more likely to buy.
Yeah, totally. Do you think bots are going to be in pretty much every business in like a year or two here, or...
I think, if not in a year, at some point, yes, I really do think so. Because, like, there's no excuse. There's already bots. There's already businesses using bots. And actually, it's funny. I was talking to my lawyer today because we're getting a trademark done. And she was like, I was surprised to see how many trademarks there are with the word bots in it. And, like, even businesses using bots. I'm like, and she was naming all the industries. I'm like, oh, yeah, this isn't new. This has been around for a while. We're in this phase where like we're still early adopters, so that's why like we're so in it to like get people to join right now, because soon it might be really bloated with just a lot of people using bots. So right now it feels new, especially with Facebook like just coming out with it, but very soon there's like Facebook already has a bot marketplace, and you can discover different business bots and company bots on there.
That's pretty crazy. I don't want to go backwards, but can and how do you use, you said earlier, you're talking about Facebook ads to bots, right? And is there a way right now that you can actually send Facebook marketing straight to your bot? And how does that work?
Yeah. So you, like, Facebook already came out with a feature with Facebook ad. And of course, I'm not like an expert in Facebook ads at all. But I know this. You could have your Facebook ad have the call to action to directly send the message. And then they also have it that, like, if you create a post and have it as a Facebook ad, people can comment on it, and then also, like, it goes directly to a message. And so that message could just be a bot already starting a conversation with your lead.
Yeah.
And so, and Facebook is just going to expand on that more and more.
Yeah. And I'll add to that too. I've done that for some of our agency clients and for our business. And we have, like, we had like 5,000 reach the other day on a post organically for free. We spent $0 on a post that just said, like, do you want this thing I have? Comment below. And the bot continued the conversation, and it's still continuing the conversation. It's kind of a, in some ways it's wonderful, in other ways it's a nightmare, because I wake up with like 30 messages started and I have to go in there and see who's trolling me and what they need.
No, like the moment, like, when you send a bot broadcast and then you see the messages just come in and the notifications, and it's just like, okay, there's like 200 messages here now. What am I supposed to do?
Totally. No, yeah, I've it's get ready for it if you're gonna do that is all I would I would add as a little tip for them. Okay, I got one more question, and then you can, I want to respect your time so you can roll out. But how many times a day do you think you say the word bot?
That's a good question. Oh man. Oh man. Considering I talked to Scott, I talked to Rachel, our community manager, I'm being interviewed, like, I do like 2 or 3 interviews like a day. Even my boyfriend talks about bots now, because like he works for ConvertKit. I'm like, this bots for business thing isn't like it, like the sequence needs to be set up. Like, am I doing this right? I like bugging him about it all the time. And then it's like people are asking me questions about bots in the Facebook groups. All like it's just like all over now. And I'm like booked out in my other business, Reach and Make Millions. So it's like I end up talking about bots even in that business with clients, which is the funny part. And I was like, you need a bot.
One more question. Why didn't you name the company Scott's Bots?
Oh my God. Well, because, first of all.
Because it's equally your bot, right?
Well, no, but I am like running the entire company. He's just like really freaking great at telling people about it. So he connects us with everybody. But I like, if Scott had to run this company, because he already has his Infinitus company and Leadcraft to run, if he had to run this, Scott wouldn't exist at all.
Yep.
But I'm really good at operations, so I'm really good at team management and managing and running a business, and so like I'm pretty much running this. So equal play here with Boss for Business rather than
but more Boss. More you is what you're saying.
Well,
you know,
I make my mark by putting cat gifts into our bot. So you know that's how
cat
I make
gifts.
My little,
cat yeah. Cat being you or cat like an actual cat.
Like an actual cat, but people say I'm cat like, and I like cats, and then cat is my nickname, so it just works.
Perfect. Cat's Bots. Awesome. Okay. If they want to research you and make sure you're not my cousin or some weird thing, where can we find information about Katya or bots or whatever? I threw a link in the comments where you can get like a guide. You want to go over what that guide has and stuff and what it does?
Yeah, I can. That link is going to be the one with the most recent content. Other than that, Bots for Business community on Facebook. But you'll get that by joining AJ's link. We put a lot of work and content into this video series, actually, is what they're getting. And it's a 3-part video series. We walk through exactly, again, what is a bot, how to use it, step-by-step, use cases, case studies, actual numbers, because Scott can talk about Facebook ads in that one, so you could go see that there. We have a quiz, a bot quiz, to help you decide if a bot is for you. So it's a bot quiz within a bot. It's a lot of fun. We got PDF guides.
It's unreal. A bot quiz within a bot. Oh my God.
I know. Botception.
Botception. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But yeah, we have PDF guides like walking through like how to you know, how to use bots in your business. And then we're also going to do a live training on how to deploy a bot in 7 days. And then of course, we're going to talk about like our training program. And if you want to join, cool. But like, really, you could take all of this content, run with it, set up your bot, and start seeing results right now. So there's absolutely no excuse not to join.
Awesome. Kat, if you were going to sum up what fitness business owners, like, let's say they don't really, they're really bad at paying attention, they're playing with fidget spinners during the live stream, they're not really listening.
I have my own fidget toy here, which is a ponytail holder.
That's pretty close. I used to have a ponytail holder when I did a man bun for like a week. Such a sheep. Man bun, fidget spinner. Why do you guys watch me? Okay, so if you were going to sum up everything like I need to know or about bots for my fitness business in a sentence, and it can be a run-on, what would you say?
Oh man, that's a good question.
Isn't that a hard question? I got asked that the other day on a podcast interview, and I was like,
and now you're gonna torture your old guest with that one.
That's exactly why I got asked that the other day. I'm like,
I want to start a podcast just to torture people with like hard questions.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want to do.
Who do you love more, your wife or your kid? Like things like that. You know? They're both hanging on the cliff. Who do you save?
Oh my god. Okay, you totally distracted me. Ask me that question again.
Okay, one, if you were to summarize everything I need to know from you in the world, no, about bots, in one sentence.
I can handle the world. I don't know about bots there.
Yeah, summarize the sentence about bots and fitness businesses. What do I need to know? One sentence.
Okay. What you need to know is, especially for fitness businesses, and this comes down for any business anyways, but your bot strategy needs to be extremely clear, and the bot conversation needs to be very personalized and engaging to your audience. Because if not, it's just, especially in fitness, like I'm scared to show up at gyms. If I don't know the people, and if I don't feel comfortable, this is not run on sentences, but I'm telling you my personal story. I have such a hard time going to new gyms. So please, guys, if you're going to make a bot, like personalize it, customize it, start that conversation, and be clear on your strategy of the conversation, because gyms are missing out on my membership payments right now. And fitness, even online fitness people haven't convinced me yet, because that's another conversation. But anyway.
No, I'll tell you, I agree, actually. No, and people are just going to think I'm agreeing with you for the sake of agreeing, but I do get intimidated trying to go to gyms, and I used to own 2 gyms, and I was a personal trainer for like 10 years, and I was still, to this day, get a little intimidated going to gyms, because you still have that. As a personal trainer, I think like our thing is like, oh, people are going to judge me extra hard. It was like when I went to Spanish class in high school.
Español.
Yeah, sí, un poquito, entiendo, y tengo acento. And so my teacher was like grading me extra hard. I was like afraid. I was like, man, I should have taken French or something. Like, I already know Spanish, but I was like extra worried because of being judged.
That's true. Like, for me, it's that like I'm super out of shape, and I'm like, you know, like my boyfriend does Insanity, and he's like totally fine. And I do Insanity for the first minute, and I'm like laying on the floor dying. Like, so if I were to go to a gym or even an online trainer, I feel like they'd be judging me like, what, like you're 23 and you can't even do a push-up or like anything to save your life. So, but that's the thing. I want to feel strong, and I want to be fit. And it's just that fear that comes up for me. And so it's like, you know, now I'm starting dance classes because I went out to a dance show. But it took, that's still hope marketing, because they had to hope that I would show up to that dance show and then they would sell me on it. If they had an app, like, and their email newsletters are amazing too. So if they had just had a call to action or maybe a conversation starter or something on there to speed up the process, they would have probably had a customer way sooner. So.
Totally. Yeah. If you find the right trainer, they'll hopefully be super cool. Sometimes it's always the ones that are like actually more jacked that are cooler than
really.
Than you'll be surprised. Like some of the most jacked people I know, like don't judge anybody at all. In my experience. Yeah. But. And I could sit here and talk about dancing and fitness all day, but I know you have probably 10 more interviews to do. So cool. Katya. How do I say your last name, Katya?
Sarmiento. Say it with a Spanish accent, though.
Sarmiento.
Sarmiento. Yes. San Jacinto. Yes.
Are you from Mexico, Spain, Puerto Rico?
I am from Florida, but my family is very Cuban and Spanish.
Cuban and Spanish. Cool. So yes. If you needed another reason to check out her stuff, that's cool. Awesome. So Bots for Business, Katia Sarmiento, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your assistance. It's been amazing. And if you guys want to check out her stuff, I have a link below, or you can just Google Bot for Business or do it in the Facebook search bar and you'll find the community, and that's a really cool place to go as well. And that's basically it. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off here unoriginally, so that way I can maybe get some more Bot Ninja stuff from Kat here when I jump off. So thank you so much for watching. If you're listening on the podcast, that means a lot to me too. If you're watching on the YouTube, thank you so much. I appreciate your life and energy. If you like this, hit it with some hearts, share it, tag a friend. If you hate it, hit me with angry faces, tag an enemy, subscribe, whatever it is. So thank you guys so much for being here. I will be back with you next week with another person. Bye.